Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population Trejo.
Jesus Trejo, welcome to the show, my friend. How are you?
Glad to have
I'm doing
you,
good. Thank you guys for having me. This is great.
Of course, man. Dude, one of our favorite comics out there, one of these guys who, if you don't know who he is, get on it fast.
You're too kind, guys.
Dude, I mean, we were just talking about, we split a weekend with you in Phoenix where we did some early shows, you did some late
shows.
It is
very rare that after us doing a whole show of our own show that we would want to sit down and watch another comic do his
show. So here was the thing. We said, we'll stay and watch like 5 minutes, you know, just to see what you were doing. And we came up to you afterwards. We stayed and watched the entire hour.
It was that bad. They're like, oh, this is too good.
We got to tell them to get out.
That's the only way a comic will stick around in the back if you're bombing. Like, oh, this is good.
That is not me. No, dude, we were back there.
We're
like, God, I love this guy so much. And at that point, I was like, we got to get you on. And then the pandemic hit.
Yeah.
But now we're here.
So
again, the special that you did kind of off that material is called Stay at Home Son on Showtime.
People can still find that, right?
I'm sure.
Yeah, you can download it.
The best thing for you would be if someone downloaded it on iTunes or whatever.
Yeah, iTunes, that kind of deal.
You get the residuals for that.
I love it. It's such a good special.
Support it.
But you are uniquely positioned to help us try and figure out this dumb world because we believe the world is getting dumber. There is nothing we can do about it.
I'm actually pretty dumb myself, so I like to consider myself a consultant tonight.
So maybe you can tell us what.
An embedded expert.
We don't point the finger and say, look at that dummy. We say, why is that dummy?
Why are they so
dumb? What are the 10 decisions that led to that?
How did they think what they were doing was a good idea?
I love it. So let's jump into a story right away.
We're getting sent by our friends.
Let's do it.
This was sent in by Catherine Bryan at Brian Katie Bryan.
Thank you.
BryanKatyBryan.
Love it, girl. Thank you.
Ready for the headline?
Yes.
Man stuck in fan shaft.
Is this the plot of Die Hard 4?
I've heard someone say just the tip, but I've never heard one say
just the fan shaft.
I'm just going to put in the shaft.
I'm going to show you guys a photo of this guy when the cops found him stuck in a fan shaft.
And this will be on the Facebook page.
Stuck in a fan shaft. His whole body into there.
Is stuck in a fan shaft an R. Kelly song?
Yeah, that was it.
Not one we want to talk about. Look at it. So it's like those huge...
Okay.
Wind generator. Like
it has
fans,
been hot
right?
lately, but he's like, "What's better than being in front of the fan? I'm gonna go inside.
In the fan.
I'm gonna get inside the fan on
That's
this.
That's like something like a drunk uncle like tries to teach your kid like, look, you can either be in front of the fan or in the fan.
Right.
And are you in the fan or you out of the fan?
You can't be both.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
This guy kind of is both right now.
Oh
look
yeah.
Too, as you scroll down this photo, there's just I imagine it's like an EMT or cop who's just sitting there like. Waiting for the weirdest lap dance.
Right, exactly. But Jesus, if you were in that
dirty leg,
if you were in that fan and your father caught you in that fan, he'd be like,
my dad would be like, yeah.
That's where you live.
He would be so upset. Like, I feel like I've done stuff like this.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Growing up, like, I got my hand stuck. My dad's a gardener, and I used to always, like, do something wrong to the machine. One time I had my hand stuck, and he's like, if I turn this on, your hand's, like, ripping out.
It's gone.
It's right by the blade.
I'm not going to turn it on because I care about you, but I should turn it
on.
Yeah,
I should.
To teach you a lesson.
To teach you a lesson. There it is.
You want to be in the fan?
As a dad, I get
that.
So I can see.
You want to be in the fan? Like all those rhetorical
young
parent
Jesus
questions.
Just stuck in the fan inside.
I'm
the fan.
Telling you, dude. And it's so funny. It's like he got advice from somebody who's probably drunk. He's like, people think in front of the fan is cool.
No,
like,
dude.
Hear me out. Inside.
Anytime someone says "hear me out,"
hear me
it's either
out.
The best idea or the worst idea. There's no middle of the roads with
but
"hear
as
me
comedians,
out." Or when they say, "You're not
going to
like what I tell you," like, don't say it.
Then don't say it. So, hear me out means that
life as you know it is about to end.
Oh yeah,
it's either going to get really great,
right,
or it's going to be
right.
And if you throw catalyst.
Yeah,
I stir the drink.
If you throw a now, then you know the person's going to try and interrupt you with what you're about to say. So you're like, now hear me out.
Now hear me out.
That means you're prepping for them to not want to do it.
A man claims that he spent how many days stuck in a fan shaft outside Santa Rosa before he was rescued?
Santa Rosa
Tuesday
is
morning.
Northern California, I believe.
Yes.
So how many
How many days do you think he says he was stuck in this fan shaft?
I'm going to go with four.
Four days.
Almost a week. Jay, what do you think?
God, stuck in a fan shaft.
That does sound like an R. Kelly album. I'm going to say 6 days.
Six.
3 days.
3 days. Okay. The man claims that he was stuck in the fan shaft for 2 days.
Oh,
that's
man.
A lot of time.
Still a lot of days.
That's a lot of time to contemplate things. An hour. Look at you guys. The Sklar's.
It's not comfortable. So you have to sleep in there overnight.
The Sklar's and constant listeners will remember what I'm about to tell you. We were in St. Louis, and they kept saying we're gonna go on the arch and ride the elevator that takes
you to
the top.
Have you been to St. Louis? That's where we grew
up. A couple times. Yeah, okay, yeah.
So have you been in the arch?
No, I have not been.
So you can go in, and they keep saying we're gonna go in this elevator. The elevator takes you all the way to the top. It's cool. You get in the elevator. You can kind of see so far. So I'm like, fine. It's not an elevator.
It's an egg.
It is an egg. It's a pod. Oh, a fully enclosed, fucking knee-to-knee, hunched-over pod.
And Dan's a big
and we,
guy.
And we get in, and it's the three of us and our friend Scott Rogowski.
Who's also a tall guy.
And I sit down for maybe 5 seconds, and I go, nope, I'm out.
I know my limitations.
Yeah, I was like,
we're
I
like,
get
Dan,
claustrophobic.
Come on,
now,
Dan.
If it was like, hey, we've got to go in this escape pod to get out of here, yes.
Yeah.
I could have gone the
not
whole
for
thing,
fun, though.
But I would have been, no pun intended, I would have been talking myself down like the whole time. I'd have been like,
Dan,
you're fine.
You would not be able to handle being
stuck in this fucking metal tube.
So the picture will be on our Facebook page.
They yelled at me when they were like, Dan, get back. And I just looked at him and I go, I know my limits. And I walked out.
Like Dan was in a Dirty Harry movie.
If you look at his legs, that's a guy that doesn't get out much.
No.
So he's very gullible. Somebody was like, go do it, dude.
Yeah.
You know how you can do Darth Vader voice in front of the fan?
Right.
It sounds
Imagine
even better,
better
from
inside
the other way.
The fan. You know what I bet happened? I bet someone was like, I bet you can't get in that fan.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that's the motivation. Say that
to me again. I bet you can't get in
that
fan.
Say that to me one more time. I bet you can't
Watch
get in
me,
there.
Bitch.
And then he did it by himself.
And then he's in there, and he's like, I can't get out.
The man.
The friend leaves and comes back, and he's like, where are you? I'm in here. How'd you do that? You dared me.
The man was discovered on Piner Road near Boss Road around 8:20 a.m. after a sheriff's deputy responded to a call about a suspicious vehicle parked in the area, according to the Sonoma County Sheriff's Office.
I love that it wasn't about a guy stuck in the fan
or
thing.
A knee.
They didn't even know. They
thing.
Just said weird car out here by the big old fan.
Oh my God. I would. I file this under being buried alive, like being in a casket and still alive.
You're in a metal casket.
It's summer in California.
Hot.
You're in a metal tube that just from our like vantage point of seeing his leg poking out.
It's not comfortable. And you're not in a comfortable position.
No.
It's not like you're just standing in this thing.
It's not like you can move your arm. Like if I tried to move my arms up, Jesus, and I couldn't move up.
I mean, remember in Cool Hand Luke where they put him in the little box for 2 days?
Yeah.
This guy's in a standing metal tube.
The knee's sticking out, so every time he hears noise, he's just wiggling the knee,
trying
to get attention.
Trying to wave. Okay. That's his wave.
Some coyote going up to it at night, just licking it, going, this is cool.
Yeah.
After
lick
finding,
the knee, dude.
After
and meanwhile the coyotes are talking to each other. Go lick the knee, dude.
Lick the knee.
I bet you can't lick the
tell
knee.
Tell me again.
Tell me again.
Say it to my face.
After finding a hat on a piece of farming equipment, the deputy discovered the man inside the shaft of a vineyard fan, and firefighters were called to rescue him.
What do you do?
You cut the fan apart.
He's a Santa Rosa man. He indicated he liked to take. This is what he said. Quote. The man indicated he liked to take pictures of the engines of old farm equipment, sheriff officials told.
Sure.
Two days, and that's what he thought of
for
his lie.
Hey, by the way, you know what you can also do, which is really kind of fun, is with your hand, stick the camera up the thing, the shaft,
or
and then click a shot.
Put your hand on your screen. And then Google pictures of farm equipment and
dipshit.
I was just about to say, hear me out, Google it.
Yeah, right. Hear me out. Now hear me out. You just Google it.
Yeah, right.
Hear me out.
So he says he liked to take pictures of old farm equipment, which still doesn't explain, like, a, f- a, f- A Vineyard fan is not old farm equipment.
No, it's
not.
The newest of all farm equipment.
Right.
There's something, there's a sexual component.
Brand new.
To this.
Yeah.
After a thorough investigation, which I hope they left him inside the thing while they
the whole time.
We're going to investigate this.
Which revealed the farm equipment wasn't antique and the man had far more methamphetamine than camera equipment.
There we go. Yeah.
Nice. The motivation, though, to climb into the fan shaft remains a total mystery. To which I say, not if you do meth.
If you do meth,
a lot of things make sense.
Is this a form of detox, though, man?
Right.
You go into this tube and then you can't get
out
and you can't do meth.
2 days.
2 days.
Well, it's like he's not doing meth. He can't reach it.
No.
It's hot, so he's sweating it out.
Right.
Yeah.
This is a good
toxins are out.
Yeah.
Out.
I'm good, you guys.
I'm a new man in here. Sheriff Sergeant Juan Valencia said the man was capable of communicating with authorities. Yeah, he's not like a dog. Yeah.
No, but they're probably pretty surprised.
The sheriff's office
he's alive.
Said he needed medical treatment, was expected to make a full recovery. Charges of trespassing and drug possession will be pursued, according to the sheriff's office. He's also facing allegations related to probation violations in an unspecified case.
It's
not his first fan shaft.
You imagine the officer going out, when was the last time you did meth? 2 days ago.
How long have I been in here?
He should have to do the entire trial from the fan shaft.
I'm going
to
ask you guys just for fun.
That's good.
How old do you think the fan man shaft is?
The guy in the fan shaft.
2 days.
Fan man.
You know that he claims to like to take pictures of old farm equipment and engines, but he also likes meth. Mm-hmm. And some reason or another, he got inside of a fan shaft and
we've seen
get
his
up.
Knee too.
Seen his
show
knee.
Him his knee again. He wants to
see the
knee.
Problem
see
is,
knee.
Are there tattoos on the knee?
No, but see the problem is if he went through that hole, right? You can kind of start from the bottom and work your way up, like Drake. Like you can kind of do that. Uh-huh. But once you're up there, you have to crouch all the way down to get out, which makes you wider than you were going
That's
in.
Right. That's right.
Because you can't. Okay, how
Dan,
old do you think? How old of a leg do you think that is?
I want to say 30.
Okay, 30 years
That's
old.
That's a 30-year-old leg.
Randy, Jason?
Jay, what do you think?
24.
24?
26.
Jason, 26? I can tell you, the Santa Rosa man, who they never named at any point, I'm just going to call Trent.
Yeah.
Trent.
Uh-huh. That's a Trent thing to do.
Right.
It's
Trent
definitely a white dude thing to do, too.
Is, we'll get out of hearing this, 38 years old.
Oh, wow.
Winner.
Dude.
Nice.
Impressive. Very good.
Old enough to know better, I would say.
Well, 38. I mean, any age, 6 is old enough to know not to get into the fan.
Hey, whatever happened?
5
to,
is even.
Whatever
4 might be old enough to not get in the fan.
Whatever happened to Trent? Well, he went up in the fan shaft.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be at our 20-year high school reunion. Yeah. What's he doing?
Very Charlie and the Chocolate Factory of him going
up into the shaft. There you go. Yeah. Story number one down.
Story number one, friends.
Oh, boy. When we come back, we're going to hear a little bit of what Jesus is doing and where you can catch him, if he's doing any live stuff, all that stuff, and then some stuff that we have going on as well. This is Dumb People Town. Don't go anywhere.
Stick around, make a sound, there's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show.
Welcome back.
We want to remind people of a few things. Number one, Randy and I have a new Patreon. It's Sklar Brothers. DPT also, Dumb People Town has a great
and
Patreon.
So
and
so
does
too. The great thing is, $5 will get you each of them. You guys have all your cheap seat stuff that you're doing up on there. People have to go watch these.
We're doing new episodes
content.
Of Cheap Seats of our show from
it's
ESPN.
So worth it.
The only place you can catch is on our Patreon.
Plus some extra sort of pods that we're doing, which are great, mm-hmm. and extra interviews from our thing. So go check that out, Sklar Brothers, there. And then Dan Van Kirk's got some live dates that you got to check out, too.
Tour starts August 11th. It's the Together Again tour. We're in Chicago, and then we go everywhere after that and end in Rochelle, Illinois, my hometown, on the 19th. Go to DanielVanKirk.com for tickets and all the other stuff that I have going on.
So, Jesus, what's happening for you? Are you getting out on the road? Are you doing any live stuff? Where can people catch you?
Yeah, I'm getting ready to go back out on the road. End of July, I'll start it off in DC Improv.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah, great. And then I'm going to take it all out. The name of the tour, crazy enough, is called Stuck in the Shaft. Wait a minute, no play.
It's also a porno. Big fan.
Yeah, I'm excited to be out there, man. So yeah, check out the website for upcoming dates. I don't have the dates exactly, but yeah, I should have them in the next coming
week. JesusTrejo.com.
Yes, sir.
There you go.
Awesome.
So nice and easy.
Go
but
to it.
I will say this. It is a great show. You got to go see him do his stuff. It is... It's fun.
We've been inside.
There's
been
a sweetness. There's a sweetness to the comedy, especially the stuff you talk about your family and stuff.
Oh, thank
that I
you,
just
man.
Am like, I don't know. It was
you
just
come
so,
out of the show feeling warm. Like,
I loved it.
It's like there's edge to it, and there's definite, like, it's obviously our style of comedy. We like the joke writing, but I will also say you feel good when you come out of that show.
I appreciate that, man. I hope people can come out and check out the show. It's working on the new hour. I'm 45 minutes of the way into the new hour. So. Hell yeah. Great. The other 15 is just, we'll see what happens.
I think you do it on the road. When you get in these shows, you do 5 shows over a weekend, and you know this, Dan, you do 5 of your shows over a couple of cities and stuff. You start to figure out, oh, you know what? This part can get blown out more. I actually love that process in the writing where you get on stage, you get a good audience, and you're like, oh, man, let me go a little further here.
Yeah.
Let me take this thread right here with this, and this is in the setup, but like, oh, no, this is a much bigger
thing. I like
thing.
That process when you feel like a baseball manager and you're trying to find out who your leadoff hitter is.
Yeah. Because
it's like just as important to close. It's like what comes out and gets everybody right? Like what is my leadoff here? Mm-hmm. I keep moving stuff around in the shows. I think I figured it out. But yeah, I love it. Yeah, it's so good to be back.
Roster
the best is taking a risk that you normally wouldn't have taken, like because you forgot this part of the bit that goes within the bit.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm like, oh, yeah, that's the end of the bit. And you're like, oh, I still have another part. And you try it and that works on itself. You're like, okay. Oh, wow, that's a standalone.
Yeah.
That's right.
That to me was like the biggest. I was in Raleigh, North Carolina last week, and that happened to me on 2 of the shows. It kept happening. I'm like, oh, no, but it works, so that's good. It's like, I don't know that I would have done that on my own.
Right,
no,
yeah. That's great. Happy accident.
That's what
awesome.
Does.
You guys ready for a second story?
Let's do another story.
Here we go. Sent in by Jared Miller, at JRadimus, RADIMUS, in the letter J.
I love these guys. I love our fans that send these stories.
Here's a headline. Italian artist sells invisible sculpture.
God damn it.
Yes. Oh, boy.
That's literally a whole lot of
nothing. I blame everybody here. I blame the guy who made it. I blame the guy who bought it. I blame everyone.
Isn't there like somebody did like a banana nailed to a wall like a year ago that sold for like 40 grand or something like that?
I remember that.
Yeah.
But I mean, an invisible, that is like the emperor's new clothes, period.
Right. Well, also, you get so far down the like, this is art thing. If you could just get anybody else to agree with you, you're like, that's all genius. It takes. It's like a mutual admiration society.
Whoever you think is going to buy this thing is like, what are you into? I kind of like rabbit. Bro, it's an invisible
rabbit.
Yeah,
it's
rabbit.
Right. It can be whatever you want it to be.
It's different for everybody.
It's like the room of requirement in Harry Potter, but I'm not a dork. No.
But
so,
the art is the ultimate subjective thing.
Yes.
Like anything can
we
be.
We talk about stand-up. It's like, I don't like her. Well, she's not for you. I don't like him. I don't like them. Well, I guess we're not for you, and that's okay. Right. Lots of people do.
But that's true. This is the ultimate abstract piece of art because it's even before inception of like creating it, this is the idea.
Sure.
Right. Yeah.
How crazy is that?
So the idea, and again, this to me is a story that pushes the boundaries of what is art. So it's fascinating.
Well,
it's so deep.
So,
but the person who bought it is a dummy.
Because I mean, like, if you buy it, how can you ever sell it?
So,
because the person, you can't tell the other person what it is.
Do you hire people to move it over to the person's place?
That's funny. How do you keep track of it?
Honey, I don't think we should have that. I don't think we should have that in the front lawn anymore. Can we move that to the back?
Right. I don't know. I got
just
call.
Did, honey.
It's gone.
You did?
How do we?
Take my word for it, honey.
I'm going to go play some golf.
Right.
What? Today you were supposed to move that.
Hey,
I did it.
Hey, you're walking right into it.
Where should we take this photo? Let's do it in front of the invisible sculpture. It'll look so good behind you.
Wait,
guys.
But I actually think what I'm wearing is going to clash with it, so I got to change my shirt.
Oh, it doesn't anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
When it comes to art, there really aren't any rules. Anything can, I'm just reading it. Anything can technically be art as long as it expresses something and there are people who are able to get something out of it.
So it is true, but like imagine if you said, I'm working on a new comedy album and you release the new album and it's 18 tracks of just silence.
Just S sound.
Every track is 3 minutes of just nothing. Nothing.
Yeah.
A hiss and nothing. And you're like, that's my new comedy hour. And it's a comment on.
Yeah, but no one would want it.
No one would want it. No, I mean, one crazy person might want it. I mean, it depends on who the artist is.
So fascinating. That's like when the Wu-Tang Clan made that one album.
The $1 million album.
$1 million album.
That's right.
What if that was just nothing? What if that was just Old Dirty Bastard just running through his taxes?
I don't remember this.
A blank CD?
Yeah.
They made $1 million. I don't remember this.
They made one album. It's almost like NFTs in a weird way.
Yeah, that was, I guess, the inception of NFTs, but it was for $1 million and this super rich tech tech guy.
Somebody did buy
bought it, and they would go to court because he wanted somebody else wanted it. It was like a whole thing. It was
really
it got intense.
Oh, it's kind of amazing. So because a super rich person. So now we're getting into the psychology. This is actually relevant. Now we're getting the psychology of the people who would buy this thing.
Right.
So a super rich person, of which none of us are, but a super rich person would say, I want to be the guy to walk around and tell people that I got the Wu-Tang Clan album.
When Jason was saying that, the people who would buy an 18-track silent album would buy it to tell other people.
That's the only reason he got it.
But if this is true, what else is true is like, oh, yeah, that's the sculpture. How much you want for it? $100 million? All right, here you go. There's $100 million. It's like, no, but I want real money. It's we're playing your idea.
Yeah. I just gave you $100
million. I'm riffing off of your
idea. Now we say, what is money? Like, there's a point in time.
Well, that's all presumed value as well.
I'll Venmo you, Jesus. That's like, I Venmo. Did I put money in your thing? That's just me telling you
money
is
moving
from
numbers
one thing
on
to
a
the
screen.
Other.
That's all it is. Yes. You're moving numbers on a screen.
That's so deep.
It's so deep, and it is philosophical. And the fact that there was an old play on Broadway. When I saw the story, it reminds me of this. An old play on Broadway.
Arsenic and Old Lace?
Called Art.
Okay.
And Alan Alda was in it, and the dude who was the captain of the Titanic, whatever
movie,
and Alfred Molina. Whatever his name is, and then Alfred Molina, the three of them. And in the play, this was a play on Broadway that Randy and I saw in the late 90s in Broadway in New York. Alan Alda buys a piece of art. And
it
is just
a
blank
canvas. Just a white canvas.
Oh, wow.
And the other two guys are like,
what did you do?
Why did you do that? The other one's like, this is beautiful.
And it's the three of them debate their relationship, and it becomes like it unravels, and it's all about how they sort of lose their connection with each other and then connect with each other. It's a brilliant
How
play.
Can I be friends with a guy that spends all this money on a white canvas? Like it like breaks them apart. It's this unbelievable thing. That's what this
But it sparks the debate. Kind of does it.
Well, for example, in this, an art fan recently paid thousands of dollars for an invisible sculpture. What is an invisible sculpture? Well, in this case, it's a sculpture that doesn't actually exist. I'm going to show you a picture of the invisible sculpture.
Which could be anything.
Just
Google Maps.
That's what somebody bought.
It's some real estate, blank real estate rendition.
It's the Drake box without him in it.
I saw this on Redfin.
Right?
I mean, it is lit really well.
But the case.
The case is great.
The case is. So you bought the case. Right.
You know what's funny? That whoever wrote this article, their editor must have been like, did you just turn in an article about nothing?
Right, you made this up. So even the person covering
for Seinfeld.
Hey.
Okay.
That's awesome.
The art piece was created by Italian artist Salvatore Garau, I think.
It's not created. It's
Newsweek reports.
Jesus had it right. It's the idea to do this was thought up by this guy.
Yeah, not it was created. It's hysterical.
How much time did
he
work
spend molding
it?
Who did this? Yeah. Whatever you believe in, the universe or God or what, you know.
According to news outlets, the artist was adamant that while sculpture doesn't physically exist, that doesn't mean it's nothing. Instead, he prefers to think of it as a vacuum. Newsweek reports that he told reporters the vacuum is nothing more than a space full of energy, and even if we empty it, there is nothing left. Okay. According to
how many times has he got
Heisenberg? Now we're on a whole other thing.
Here's a fun question for everybody here: who was on more meth, Fan guy or this guy?
Right. I don't know.
Right. If you can turn your drug addiction into some sort of art, you can get very far.
If Fan guy came up with this,
yes,
we'd be like crazy meth man. Settle down.
According to the Heisenberg uncertainty principle, that nothing has a weight, therefore it has energy that is condensed and transformed into particles, that is, into us.
So, Dan, have you ever seen?
You bought energy.
You know the artist Rothko.
Yes.
So he does
Randy's friend.
Bill Rothko. Rothko he does these like big squares
of
color, orange,
I think
and then a little
gorgeous.
Space. And then there's another like color down below. And people look at them, you know, the average person who doesn't really maybe dig deep into the art world would be like, I could do that.
Well, by the way,
because they look like paint swatches.
Technically, you could do that, but you didn't think to do that. And that's what
that's
this guy
is.
However, I just saw a documentary on Netflix about there's like a company or a group of people in China that make replicas of these things and sell them as real to real museums all over the world. So there are in museums all over the world.
There's fakes in almost
fake
every museum.
Rothko's just hanging wherever mm-hmm. you are. So it is amazing. Like, I would love to see the person who does the knockoff version of this.
That's funny.
Of the blank.
Oh, yeah. No, it's real.
Yeah, yeah, it's real.
Oh, yeah.
But it's there's something interesting to be said about the psyche of a person who's willing to pay. It's like it's all this egos involved.
Oh, for
on
sure.
On that, ego. On that, like that documentary that you're talking about.
Yeah.
This Rothko was like sold over and over, upwards of $8 million, I think.
Yeah.
So at that point, it was published in books where
yes.
art collectors and museum curators were like, oh, no, yeah, that's real, because their ego says, like, what, you don't know about the invisible thing?
Yeah, right. That's right.
So people are like, yeah, of course it's worth, how much you say? Millions of dollars? Yeah, millions of dollars.
So, so the guy who bought this.
This is,
and
like
this is
the
definitely
steal of, this is like the steal of the election argument.
Okay,
like,
so the guy who
pushed that out.
The guy who bought this, and it definitely was a guy. This is not a woman doesn't pull shit like this. The guy who bought this. He, I think, is buying this to see which of his friends he has influence over. So,
oh, you mean like the Elton John story?
What's the Elton
There's
John
Elton
story?
There's an Elton John story of like in the 80s or something like that. He woke up in his hotel room. It was a big suite. Everybody was outside, his team. And it was horribly raining, like pouring rain. And he walked out and he goes, I love when it's a beautiful sunshiny day like this. Mm-hmm. And they all agreed with him. And so he fired them all.
Yeah.
Because he was like, you won't even argue the weather.
So this is what I always said. Van Halen. Van Halen used to put that in their rider. Van Halen used to have this crazy rider. And I mean, it's a little bit like it. But basically, deep in the rider, they had a thing where they're like, only green M&Ms in the room. Because they're like, now we'll see who reads the fucking rider. Now we're going to see who really, really cares.
So you could buy this and then find out who of your friends
is
going to be like, what the fuck is wrong with
you? That's right. Which of your friends will call you on your
bullshit?
Because
you need a no-man.
You can trust them.
You need a no-man. Everybody needs a no-man.
Every posse.
No, we're not doing that.
Every athlete needs a guy who's just like,
that was an old bit of ours.
Don't do that.
Yeah, you need a no-man in your posse. You need it. Like, you know, Tiger Woods, should I go sleep with this Perkins waitress?
No.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't go home.
Or at least, no, don't do it in the parking lot.
Yeah, go to church. Go home. Just go home, bro.
Okay.
Just do that.
While the news outlet did not report the buyer's identity, it has been reported that the sculpture will need to be displayed in an unobstructed area that is 5 feet by 5 feet. It should also be displayed in a private home.
Meaning, don't show it out to
not
a museum.
Just don't tell we did this transaction. Right. Just keep it to yourself.
Right. The buyer,
the money's gone, it's
this
gone.
Is what they really bought. The buyer will reportedly receive a certificate of authentication that will be signed and stamped by the artist.
Okay, so
you're paying for a signature.
You're paying for a signature.
You're paying for an accomplice.
That's it.
Right, yeah. Right. Right.
I have your name now.
Yeah. Right. This is not the first immaterial sculpture that Guerau has created, although it is reportedly the first that he has sold. We'll get out of this story with this.
I can't believe this.
How much do you think the invisible sculpture sold for?
Dan, how big is it? 5 feet?
Yeah, and I alluded to the fact that it was, what is the sentence? For example, an art fan recently paid thousands of dollars, so you know it's in the thousands.
So what do you think?
I will say it looks better than the giant like Sasquatch from the Sky Mall magazine.
Does it?
True, that you can put in your bag. 5 feet by, it's big.
It has to be displayed in a 5x5.
I'm sorry, okay.
You said thousands of dollars, Dan.
Yes.
Okay, what do you think?
Definitely not under 100,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll go 100.
100, right. Okay.
Jay, what do you think?
40,000.
Okay.
Yeah, I think 220,000.
Okay. It was sold for 15,000 euros, which is equal to $18,300.
Wow.
Still insane.
Right. Still too much.
Still insane.
Still too much.
18K.
God,
guys, somebody
damn.
Just sold, I don't think we're going to do this story. Somebody sold a chicken nugget for $100,000 like 2 weeks ago.
That was eaten by...
That was shaped like a character from like a video game.
I can get 6 of them for pennies on the dollar.
That's no.
This is so funny. The invisible sculpture is like, what's your medium?
Yeah.
Imagination.
What are you, Willy Wonka?
Come with me. Guys, I gotta clean up. I just was making this sculpture all day.
This
is insane.
Did he talk about how many hours he worked on?
Yeah, I worked on it. I gotta go clean up the studio.
Oh, really?
That's
gotta
like,
clean
that
up
would
the
be,
studio.
I would after, if I bought it, I mean, in any position I would ask, but definitely if I'm the person who bought it, I'd be like, hey man, just between you and me, what did you imagine it being? Like, because if you sold it to me, you had to think of it as something.
I would say,
what did you think
so
it
this
was?
Would be, this, is be, this would be what I would do. I would say to him, what would you imagine it be? And then he'd say, this is what I imagine it be. I was like, I can't conceive of it. Can you like do it in a something that I get to at least sketch it out.
No,
not sketch it. Like, actually just make me a model of what is there, and then that's the thing I'll put in the thing.
Yeah. Or you put that, like, to the side of it.
I coax him to make the sculpture to
give me something.
Yeah.
Ooh. All right, that's story number two, my friends.
Dan, give us a little tease of what we got coming on.
Oh, we got
side.
A burrito incident.
Oh, snap. Yeah. A burrito incident. And for our Patreon fans, we're going to...
All burritos are incidents on some level.
Dude, a burrito is an incident when you eat it or when it's coming out the other end. So
burrito is just a duffel bag full of toppings.
Thank you.
That's
that
a great line.
Oh, my God. So good. Jesus Trejo is with us. And for our Patreon fans, we'll get into a little story with him. So if you're following us on the Patreon, you should do that because you get a little extra content. We'll be right back with more Dumb People.
Stick around. Make a sound for more Dumb People Town.
All right, Daniel, take us home, buddy.
Ready?
Yes.
Here we go. This was sent in by Ben Potter at PotterPotter100.
PotterPotter100.
Here's the headline. Burrito flies as Georgia teen gets black eye after she says her girlfriend attacked.
What? The longest, worst headline
it is
I've
a
ever
horrible
heard.
So
read it again.
A burrito-related
burrito flies as Georgia teen gets black eye after she says her friend attacked.
So let me get. Wow. Can we guess what happens in the story? Let's play this game. Let's guess what happened. So I think her girlfriend attacked her while she was eating a burrito, and she was so surprised she threw it.
Oh, okay.
Or girlfriend threw a burrito at her face and it hit her face and it caused her to have a blast. Where's your favorite burrito place in LA?
La Azteca.
And
Boyle Heights.
Okay.
Yeah.
Burrito wise, that's probably my
most
favorite.
That is. Yeah.
Yeah.
How about in San Francisco? San Francisco has great burritos up there.
La Victoria, I think, is really dope. That orange sauce is just crazy. That's art right there.
What's the late night?
Pancho Villa.
No, the late night place.
La Victoria?
Flautita.
Where? In the Bay?
It's in the Mission.
The Mission
late
District.
Night spot. It's a late night spot that we went to. What was it? Oh, man. And we came out and someone's car backfired and we're like.
Someone got shot. No, but there was but their burritos are so.
Yeah.
Big. If you get hit with that.
Yeah.
That's big. There's stuff
in there. Benito's on Fairfax and Beverly. They used to have it on the west side, too. It's a great little
Benito's burrito.
Spot.
It's a kid's punching bag.
It is.
Yeah. That's the crazy thing about burrito.
It's like a heavy bag.
Yeah, heavy bag. There it is.
Yeah, a cooked burrito, you're getting hit with like a cornhole bag toss, right?
Right.
And a frozen, you're throwing a brick.
Dude, that hurts.
Oh, yeah.
So I've been eating these Jenny Craig burritos because I'm still on them.
He said out loud.
Jenny Craig.
They're small.
You got to lose weight, man.
So they're small.
We've become your aunt.
We're your aunt. But they're so small compared to what you get at a restaurant. And you kind of realize, this is why we're fat as a country.
Yeah.
The amount of food that goes into an quote-unquote average size
burrito.
I'm
thinking of a Pancho Villa up in San Francisco,
what was the Farolitos?
Farolitos
is the late night taco burrito spot in
the Mission.
In the Mission, and we call it Fartolatos.
It works.
You eat them, and then boom, 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 boom. You create your own backfire. But still, man, so good.
So what happened?
Okay. Jam packed.
17-year-old Monroe County girl told the cops that she and a friend went to a Forsyth tanning salon. Didn't see that coming with a burrito story.
By the way, do you want
to pound this 4-pound four pound burrito
and then get in a bikini?
Go to the tanning salon. on May 17th, and then hung out at a tire store. They're going to all the places.
What are we doing today? We're going to eat a burrito. We're going to go tanning, and then go hang out at a tire
store. I got to go to the tire store.
Kelly Tires. Goodyear? The worst.
They hung out at a tire store with the boyfriend of one of the girls.
Yeah. Of course.
Nice. That is teenage dating right there.
You're
going to go hang out with your boyfriend who works
more
at a
hours
tire
on,
shop.
I got 2 more hours behind the register. Can you guys just hang out? Hang out while I do a couple more alignments?
While they were at the tire establishment, according to the Monroe Sheriff's report filed by the 17-year-old girl, the girl she'd met at the tanning parlor flung water on her. So I don't even know if they're friends.
Dude, they're not even friends.
They met each other. What are you doing after this?
Who is interacting with people so much at a tanning salon?
I know.
That, like,
you're
now
usually
you're like,
naked in your own room.
And whose schedule is that open where you're like, yeah, I'll go to a tire shop. You got nothing to do.
Nothing.
Man.
You
want to
come hang out at this tire store with me for 2 hours?
Also, proves the rule, guys. Never go to a second location.
Right.
Just go to the
with
one.
With someone you just met.
Right.
Yeah. You never go to a second location with someone you just
met.
That
is trust on a level that
I just get water flung onto you.
The girl she'd met at the tanning parlor flung water on her.
Which, by the way, like, also...
Which, is, even when you're in a pool, can be annoying. But annoying, in at a tire
but,
shop...
Yeah, but damn it, that's not worthy of a police report.
Agreed.
Flung water on you? Come on.
Because the 17-year-old figured that the water had been slung, quote, in a joking manner, she responded by throwing a burrito. Okay.
She bumped it up.
Yeah, that's too much.
Yeah. You took liquid and made it solid.
Right, you go get one of those little Dixie cones and throw some water back if you want. And you know, all the guys at the tire shop are going to love watching these two 17-year-olds getting a water.
Yeah, they'll
fight
be like, come on, throw more on her.
And somebody's like, you're 17. You're shirt. Like, I got to go. They can't do this anymore.
Which
like,
leads hey. Me to believe that the burrito wasn't all that good. She was looking for an excuse.
Yes.
This water's like, oh, yeah, I'm getting rid of the thing.
Thank you.
The
Thank God she flung water. I mean, now I can get rid of this burrito.
The sheriff's report was scant on details about where the burrito had come from or what damage it may have caused, as though it was a magic burrito. It came from the microwave. If you're in a tire shop, the burrito came from the microwave.
From the microwave,
yeah.
From the break room.
But what happened next was no joke. The girl who'd had the burrito hurled at her, quote, became irate and started to attack the burrito tosser in the parking lot, the report said. This kid's getting fired from his tire shop job.
Yeah. No, but how much does the person who's writing this thing, like the editor came back to him and was like, hey, listen, you can't say throw in this article.
Yeah.
You can't say splash.
Right.
You got to come up with different adjectives.
Yep. Slung.
Flung water.
And hurled.
Hurled.
Yes. The 17-year-old suffered a black eye, a busted lip, and a laceration to one of her ears. They got into it.
Jesus. What is she, married to Dwayne Haskins?
There we go. The victim did not want to press charges.
No.
Wow. Of course not.
That's
Don't
all
get
I
the
have.
Police involved.
I have no idea why they're at the tanning salon. I don't know.
This, to me, there's a lot of details that were left out. Like, as a reporter, you should start asking a lot of questions.
Right.
Like, when did you meet this woman? How is this person related to you?
I have no idea.
Jesus said, how did she have time to
get up? But can we go on record as saying, if someone throws water at you, don't throw a burrito back.
No, you bumped it up. You burritoed
the
water fight.
The situation.
You took a burrito to a water fight.
One girl's hanging out with her boyfriend at the tire shop. So where's your boyfriend? I don't know. He's like really into photography and like fans and stuff.
Oh, shit.
Where's your boyfriend? He's out and about.
He's sculpting something.
Why's your
right
dad
now?
Never around? Art.
When was the last time you saw him? About 2 days ago.
You brought it all together.
Hey, come on now.
Come on, that's what I like about it. That's what I like about his comedy.
Good
Jesus
time.
Trejo, thank you for joining us in Dumb People Town today. I want everyone to check you out, go see you live, all that stuff. Check out our Patreon, go see Dan live, and oh shit, we gotta get back to work.
Boom.
Dumb, 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 stick around. Make a sound, calm you down, it's Dumb People Town.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.